to justify another unjustifiable war.
We also spoke with Dr. Morgan Reynolds.
No matter how much our inert public wants to avoid this, it's eating away. It's willful denial, willful ignorance. It's eating away at the underbelly of America. And we aren't going to solve our problems by ignoring 9/11. The biggest smoking gun then and now is WTC-7. How can anyone watch it without some kind of a psyop or verbiage accompanying it and not look at that and say, hey, that building was just demolished, just the way the Las Vegas Sands was, or the Seattle Stadium, etc. Just there's no way around that. Here we are in so-called broad daylight. It's 5:20 p.m. and we've got cameras on it. And what other explanation can there be for this very conventional-looking collapse when under 7 seconds? That just has crime, inside job written all over it. We need real convictions. We need arrests. We need prosecutions.
We also had a chance to speak to Professor Stephen Jones, who is a doctor of physics, concerning new bombshell evidence that conclusively proves that thermite was used to cut the main pillars in the World Trade Center towers.
There is this molten metal, molten material flowing out of the South Tower just before its collapse. There's a large quantity of yellow hot metal. And then I read about these pools of molten metal underneath both towers and Building 7 after their collapses. Now that fits like a glove with the thermite reaction, which produces molten iron. You also see in these videos of this molten metal coming up, you see this white ash, this dust that comes off. Now that combination, yellow hot molten metal, white ash floating away, that's his signature characteristic for thermite. And then finally, we got some samples of this metal, the previously molten metal. Using advanced techniques like proton-induced X-ray emission and electron microprobe, we found out what's in these samples. We're finding iron, also sulfur, potassium, and manganese. And these are characteristic of a variation of thermite, which is used to cut through steel very rapidly. It's called thermate. It's like, sure, you can take a knife, you take the butter out of the fridge, and you cut through that butter. Now, adding sulfur to thermite and also potassium permanganate, these chemicals, it's like heating up your knife to a very high temperature, not slices right through the butter. Even if the butter's cold, slices right through. Same way here, by adding sulfur and potassium permanganate to thermite, it'll now slice through structural steel very rapidly. But the end products then, you'll have sulfur and potassium, manganese, and iron. And that's what we see. Thermite had to be planted in the buildings, which of course implies directly an inside job. Someone had to have access into the building.
Then in mid-March of 2006, actor Charlie Sheen went public on my syndicated radio show and simply called for a new independent investigation and questioned the official story. Sheen knew that the establishment lapdogs would attack his personal past, whether real or manufactured, instead of challenging him on the facts. So Charles Sheen preemptively challenged them to challenge him on the facts, something they steadfastly refused to do. Literally hundreds of vicious hit pieces were written in newspapers worldwide. Every old rumor was dredged up and thrown at Sheen, and a fresh raft of allegations was launched at him. The only national television program that was fair in its presentation was Showbiz Tonight with A.J. Hammer on CNN.
On Showbiz Tonight, Charlie Sheen speaks out on a controversial theory that the government covered up what really happened on 9/11.
taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, that feels like a conspiracy theory.
Tonight, we dig even deeper. The host of the radio show on which Sheen leveled his startling allegations joins us live right here on Showbiz Tonight.
The radio host who interviewed Sheen is Alex Jones of the Genesis Communications Network. Alex joins me live from Austin, Texas to talk about Sheen's riveting comments. Alex, as I mentioned, the response that we got from doing this story last night, absolutely shocking. So I want to know how it actually all came about. How did the interview with Charlie Sheen actually happen? Did you guys reach out to him? Did he call you? What was the deal?
Well, just to make something clear, Mr. Sheen has amazing courage to do what he's done, and he contacted me. He's been watching my documentaries for years. He's one of the most informed people that I've talked to in Hollywood on this subject. Listen, for years, Hollywood's been on fire with people knowing the truth about 9/11, and I was the first to expose 9/11 on the day. In fact, 2 months before, I had intel that elements of the military-industrial complex were going to carry out the attack. I said they'll use bin Laden, the known CIA asset, as their patsy to take the blame for attacking the towers. So Mr. Sheen is only exceptional in that he has courage in going public, courage that no one else in Hollywood had. I mean, here's a CNN poll from Anderson Cooper a year and a half ago where they said, is the government covering up 9/11? Could they be involved? 90% when the poll closed on CNN said this. So listen, I have my own syndicated show. I've done 4,000 radio interviews in the last 4.5 years. Almost no one calls in and disagrees now. We have the majority view, and we have the evidence. And bottom line, there are declassified U.S. government documents like Operation Northwoods that ABC News reported on back in 2000. Operation Northwoods, Google it. And in there, the U.S. government, an element of it, said we want to hijack jets by remote control, crash them, and blame it on the Soviet Union and Cuba. Now, that was decades ago. This is why we believe this.
Right.
Then you look at the official story, the firefighters, the police, hundreds of them saying there were bombs in the buildings. They were told to shut up. You look at Building 7, detonators are going off. You can see the explosion.
And Alex, a lot of this is what Charlie Sheen was covering. I'm actually just curious, did he reach out to you guys? Is he the one who put the call into you?
Sure,
how he wound up on your show?
Sure, he called me a few weeks ago and said that he loves this country. He has nothing to gain from this. I mean, in fact, it's dangerous for him to do. But he said, I love this country and my kids so much that I'm going to do this, Alex. And I said, God bless you, because now it may spur other Hollywood people who've got major pull, who know the truth, to start going public. Look, it's really simple. Let's understand this, okay? 9/11 was an inside job. It was a self-inflicted wound, and what Charlie Sheen is doing is just amazing, and he can only be commended for it. And all he's calling for is a real investigation. I go further at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We lay out how it happened, what took place, and it's not just Charlie Sheen. I've interviewed. CNN has interviewed some of these people, the only network that I've seen doing it. You guys have interviewed. There have been physics professors that have gone public. There have been the heads of mining colleges that have gone public. George Bush Sr.'s top CIA advisor, who briefed him and briefed Ronald Reagan, one of the highest level guys at the CIA, says our government is clearly involved in carrying out terror to blame it on foreign enemies. Did you know that on CIA.gov, they admit that they carried out terror attacks in 1953 to blame it on Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran to overthrow
Alex,
Iran?
I'm all good stuff and all stuff that needs to be talked about, but the question is why? Why have so many of the major media outlets not talked about these alternative theories that exist behind 9/11? Why is that?
Mark Twain said that in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. A lot of people don't have the courage that you have, AJ. A lot of people don't have the courage of Charlie Sheen. They don't have the courage of the German defense minister, Andreas von Bülow,
They're afraid of that's going to happen to them?
They're afraid of being beaten up by the hordes of neocon intimidators who try to go out there with their Gestapo Nazi tactics to try to bludgeon everybody with their blogs and radio shows to shut up. But they've lost power because people have learned that they're a bunch of liars. They lied about the WMDs. They've lied about everything, and now their credibility is totally blown. The new White House memo just came out where Bush was talking about staging the shoot down of American planes to blame it on Saddam. That's public. That's admitted.
We have been getting an overwhelming response to our Showbiz Tonight's question of the day. Charlie Sheen speaks out. Do you agree with his assertion that there is a government cover-up of 9/11? Let's take a look at how the vote is going so far. 82% of you say yes, only 18% of you say no.
I had a sense that this thing was going to get hot. I didn't realize that, as you say, it was going to go supernova. That if they continue to attack me personally, it only gives credence to our side of the argument. People want the truth. They want the truth. And what's been offered to us resembles nothing of the sort.
He says this, don't believe me, check out the facts. Go look at the evidence. Don't believe the attack dogs. It isn't about Charlie Sheen or Alex Jones or A.J. Hammer. Right. It's about NORAD standing down. It's about bombs in the buildings. It's about Pentagon documents saying they wanted to carry out these attacks and blame it on foreign enemies. This is all public. That's why all these physicists and politicians and people and congresswomen, ideas are bulletproof. And the New World Order better stop carrying out terror attacks. We've caught them over 200 times in the last 100 years, Western governments do. Doing this. Hitler does it, the British do it, the Russians did it. Governments do this. And I'm not saying the whole government, very small criminal black op, black world is what they're called, operators are carrying this out. That's the facts. Please go investigate it, ladies and gentlemen. You will discover the truth. Look at America. It's turning into a police state.
Well,
putting cameras in school bathrooms. Nothing can stop the truth from coming out on 9/11, and we're in danger of the New World Order carrying out more terror attacks to keep this war for empire.
Charlie Sheen then appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Sheen again threw down the gauntlet and challenged his detractors to look at the facts of Building 7 and the five frames from the Pentagon.
You know him from movies like Platoon and Wall Street, and in addition to seeing him every week on Two and a Half Men, opening tonight, you can see him in Scary Movie 4. Please welcome the indestructible Charlie Sheen. Easter.
Hey, back at you. Thank you.
You had some interesting comments. You were on a radio show and you talked about 9/11, and you have, is it a theory or you just don't believe the government account of what happened on 9/11?
I just had questions.
Yeah?
I had a lot of questions. And the forum I chose to voice those questions in is the Alex Jones radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he's a guy that I've been a fan of and followed for a lot of years. And you know, I got attacked. I mean, there were a lot of hit pieces. The reaction was
pretty severe. Yeah, people get very mad when celebrities have opinions.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand. I know he's not qualified. He doesn't, you know, he's just, who the hell is he to have an opinion about something so horrible? And, you know, it was sad because they didn't really take a look at any of the stuff I was asking them to look at, any of the evidence or any of the stuff that generated those questions, you know? And they said, oh, he's another tinfoil hat-wearing Hollywood clown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the only... You know, I felt that the only real validation I needed was just being a tax-paying American that loves my country.
Yeah, and you, I mean, it's just something that you wonder about and you would like to know more about,
sure.
I assume. And do you did you study the tapes?
I've done a lot of research, and it's not just me, it's the people that have come before me, the experts and the engineers and the physicists and the scientists and the scholars that raised a lot of these things, and I took a look at their research and said, yeah, it doesn't add up. A lot of it doesn't add up. Hence these questions, you know. And there's two areas. There's Building 7 and there's the five frames from the Pentagon. Don't listen to me. Do your own research, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, what happened to a time in this country when we were entitled, when we had a constitutional and a God-given right to be curious about things that didn't make sense. That's
all
it was.
Well, because we have a lot of cable shows now, and
thank you.
And they need stuff to be mad about. So, you know, stuff like this is like, oh boy, we could yell about this for an entire week. And
sure.
Plus, with your dad being the president and all, it puts a lot of the focus on it.
That's true. Yeah, I should have conferred with him before I came out publicly. You know?
Within weeks of Charlie Sheen throwing down the gauntlet on national television, the federal government released two new videos, almost identical to frames released 4 years before by the Pentagon.
We've got to ask questions about why the Pentagon could be attacked. This is supposed to be the most defended building in the world. We've got to look at the stills that were released from video footage of that day, which claim that a jetliner went into the side of the Pentagon and yet appear to show some kind of guided missile going in there.
The establishment press chortled with glee, as if the new footage conclusively proved their claims.
Tonight's other big story, the Pentagon releasing the first video showing American Airlines Flight 77 crashing into the Pentagon on September 11th. Well, that's a question. Does this prove once and for all that is where that airplane crashed?
Well,
would have thought that over the years that that was never a question, but some folks had a question about that. I think that question is now once and for all answered.
Since the first days of 9/11, the establishment press has only focused on the Pentagon controversy and not the hundreds of other smoking guns and serious questions that have been raised. We have to ask ourselves, why? As if it was by design, the new frames only intensified the debate. No passenger plane is evident in the still frames. They're more than happy to endlessly focus on the Pentagon, but they won't touch Building 7.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
We have the owner of the World Trade Center complex admitting on tape that he ordered the building demolished on the afternoon of 9/11.
I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
'9/11 was just one salvo in an ongoing war against the free peoples of the planet. It's all part of their terror storm. Pentagon war planners now publicly admit that 90% of their battle plans are psychological versus physical. The information war has taken the place of aircraft carriers, fighter bombers, and Abrams M1A tanks. And you, the population of the planet, are the target. Put simply, modern warfare is all about selling the population to love its own enslavement. The elite are waging war on the people. Edward L. Bernays is regarded by many as the father of public relations. He was born in Vienna, Austria. Bernays was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. Bernays pioneered the use of psychology and other social sciences to design public persuasion campaigns. He published several scholarly works still used in universities worldwide today. On page 71 of his book Propaganda, Bernays wrote, "If we understand the mechanisms and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing about it?" Bernays literally wrote the book on modern propaganda. His clients included Procter & Gamble, CBS Television, the United Fruit Company, the American Tobacco Company, General Electric, Dodge Motors. And he also spearheaded the national campaign to fluoridate the water supply of America through the fluoridationist of the Public Health Service. He was hired by multiple presidents to engage in propaganda campaigns against the American people, as well as the U.S. Army. Another quote from his book, Propaganda. "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our government. We are governed, our minds are molded, our taste formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of." Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels publicly praised Bernays on many occasions and stated that Bernays' work was the blueprint used by the Nazis to seize control of the Reich. Edward Bernays advanced the science of propaganda light years. But more than 60 years after his heyday, the science of mind control is thousands of times more sophisticated than even Bernays had envisioned. Since the dawn of man, bullies have attempted to dominate and control the tribe. Human history has been one long struggle of the independent free human against organized crime syndicates attempting to enslave him. Brute force has been replaced with intimidation and propaganda. We are manipulated into enslaving ourselves. We are conned into believing that the establishment is our loving keeper and not our parasitic master. The New World Order architects are a group of predatory control freaks who have enslaved humanity and are desperate to keep control of their cattle. The elite is threatened by independent free humans who control their own destinies. They're threatened by intelligence, by beauty, by honor, by family. They seek to control and steer the destiny of humanity in a direction that secures their power monopoly forever. They are sadistic. They are callous. They think nothing of human life, only control and keeping that control. The entire world is being engineered, designed to be a prison planet, a control grid over free humanity, where no dissent is tolerated. Once you realize that the establishment is laughing at you, you can begin to research the truth and start fighting back. Once you understand their game plan, it's very easy to defeat. Knowing who your enemy is half the battle. Taking action is the other half. You only have to free your mind, and defeating the globalist will be easy.